वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे। आई वांट टू कम ऑन दिस सेम सब्जेक्ट वी began yesterday. Oh, come to India with me. Where? On the bank of Jamuna, Gokul. In the courtyard of Nanda Baba. Oh, Krishna was running crooked here and there. But in the loss, Yashoda discovered a trick to control Krishna and to catch him. But he took his stick and told that, oh Krishna, I am betting, oh, I am throwing this. So Krishna did like that, oh mother, don't beat me. And he was weeping. Yashoda Ma told that, why you stole away the butter? And why you broke the vessel? Weeping Krishna replied, mother, what offense have I done? Yashoda Maiya replied, you have broken the yogurt pot. Krishna told, mother, it is not true. I have not broken that pot. Oh, who then? Yashoda asked, who broke the vessel pot? Krishna told, mother, you have put very heavy ankle belt. And when you were running to save that milk, and it was just with that vessel. And it broke away. So you have broken, I have not broken. So many arguments were. At last, Yashoda did that. Oh, I am just throwing this. And Krishna was like this, and she catch hold Krishna. She took her cane. I will, keeping his left hand by her right hand, his right hand with his, and right hand cane. Oh, I will beat you. Yashoda. And Krishna was weeping bitterly. Now tears were coming. Oh, washing his kajal. So Krishna was black, and upon this, the tears mixing with this kajal, more black. Was coming. Who was Krishna? Supreme Personality of Krishna, Godhead, having so much opulence and power. But even he was fearful from her mother. When Krishna was weeping so loudly, then Yashoda told, I will not beat you, but I will bind you.
So then Madhya Yashoda, she said to Krishna, oh, you and this grinding mortar, you are both guilty, because this grinding mortar is your accomplice. It aided you in stealing the butter and feeding it to the monkeys. So I will punish you both together. She was thinking, oh, when my boy sees a stick in my hand, he becomes so much afraid. And he's so restless that he may run away from home, so I will have to tie him. So she decided to tie Krishna to the grinding mortar so that he could not run here and there and make any more mischief. So she took one piece of rope and she wrapped it around Krishna. And when she came to tie it, she discovered that the rope was two fingers too short. So then she took another rope and she tied the two ropes together. And then she put it around Krishna, and quite miraculously, She discovered again the rope was two fingers too short. So she told her sakis, oh, you should bring me more ropes. Bring more ropes. So all the sakis of Yashoda Maya, they were bringing ropes and she was tying them, doing very hard labor to tie them all together. And every time she put them around Krishna, it was two fingers too short. The sakis of Madhya Yashoda were laughing and clapping and saying, oh, Saki, you cannot bind him. It is not written in his forehead, in his destiny, that he can be bound. But Yashoda Maya was thinking, I must bind him. I am more intelligent than him. I am better than him. And because he has come from my womb, so I must bind him. If I cannot bind him, then I will be so much ashamed and I will not be able to show my face again to my sakis. So then Madhya Yashoda, she was trying to bind Krishna from early in the morning until about noontime, many, many hours. And now she was very wet with perspiration and her face became very red and her breathing was very heavy. Drishta aparishmaram Krishna kripayasit swabandane. When Krishna saw how Madhya Yashoda was so fatigued and trying so hard, and actually many, many loving moods were coming into her heart, then he felt, oh, she can bind me. Then immediately Yoga Maya came there. And by Yoga Maya, Madhya Yashoda was able to bind him very easily by just taking, oh, just one rope from her hair, one string she was using to bind her hair. She took that and easily put it around Krishna. So in this pastime, there is a very deep teaching. The question is, why was the rope always two fingers too short? Krishna can be bound by prem, by the love of his devotees. But how will this prem come? There are two ingredients required. One finger represents our very, very hard endeavors to practice our sadhan bhajan. But only by practicing our sadhan bhajan, even very strictly and with great determination, it will still not be enough. The mercy of Krishna is required.
Нам необходима милость Кришны.
So when the devotee is making very hard endeavors and Krishna sees this, then his heart will melt and he will give his mercy and allow himself to be bound by the love of his devotees. So Yashoda Maya, she bound him and tied him around the waist with a knot behind, and then the rest of the rope went around the grinding mortar and she tied 1, 2, 3, 4 knots there so he could not escape. Then she went into the house to continue doing her housework. Just at that time, the sakas of Krishna, Sridham, Subal, Arjun, Labanga, Stoka, Krishna, and many small and naked baby cowherd boys, they all came in and they saw Krishna tied up and they began to laugh. Oh yes, today Madhya Yashoda has taught you a very good lesson. Now Krishna wasn't crying anymore. He was also smiling, seeing his friends.
But Tuya's sign was there.
The marks made by his tears and the cudgel were still on his face, but his mouth was smiling. So then his friends said, oh, don't worry Krishna, or we can untie this and you can be free and play with us. So then one friend, he tried to undo the knot, but he was trying and trying and it would not come undone. So then another Saka would come and say, oh, you are useless, you cannot do anything, move. Push them out of the way and say, I will do it. Then he would try to undo the knot, but he couldn't do. So Madhu Mangal came, oh, you are all useless, let me do it, and push them out the way. And then he would try, but he also failed. Then at that time, and Baladev, who had been staying at the house of Rohini, he arrived there and he saw Krishna tied up. And he said, who has done this to you? Oh, I will beat them. And Krishna said, oh, Maya has done it. Then Baladev became afraid. Oh, what did I say? So just at that time, it came into the remembrance of Krishna that a very long time ago, there were two sons of Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods. And they were... Their behavior was so bad, they were drinking wine, becoming intoxicated, and playing in a lake in the heavenly planets in the company of so many naked heavenly angels. It so happened that one day, Narada Muni was walking past, and as he walked past, then the apsara, the heavenly damsels, they saw him, they became very shy, and they covered their bodies and came out of the water. But Manigriva and Nalukuvera, they were so intoxicated, they did not show any respect to Narada Muni and they were standing there naked. When the heavenly angels were leaving, they said, hey, where are you going? Come back, come back. And then when they realized that Narada Muni had come and they had become shy and they were leaving because of him, then they began to criticize Narada. Oh, you are spoiling our fun here. When Narada Muni saw this, because he is Vaishnav and his heart is filled with compassion, he felt very, very much sorry for these two boys. Oh, they are... they are born in a very good family and they have all good facilities for spiritual life, but they have become intoxicated by pride of their beauty, their high birth and their wealth. But they are the sons of Kuveri, who is a very good Vaishnav, so I want to show mercy to them. He told them, oh, you are standing here naked, exactly like trees, so I curse you, you should both become trees. When they heard this, both of them began to shake in fear, and they begged, oh Narad, please be merciful to us. Narad said, what I have told must be true, but you will both become trees in the garden of Nanda Baba. And when Krishna comes in this world, he will liberate you. So Nalukuvera and Manigriv, they took birth as two trees just outside the house of Nanda Baba in Gokul Mahavan. So at this time, Krishna remembered the words of Narad and he wanted to fulfill the promise of his devotee. So then Krishna, he began to crawl and he was pulling the grinding mortar. And all of his friends, the very small Sakhas, they were behind the grinding mortar and they were also pushing. And slowly they were moving the grinding mortar out of the house and outside the door. Krishna crawled between the two Arjun trees, who were Nalukuvera and Manigriv. And as he went through, after he'd gone through, then the grinding mortar, which he was dragging behind him, it was sideways on like this, so it got stuck between the two trees. As soon as the grinding mortar touched the trees, there was a phenomenal sound like thunder, and both the trees broke and came crashing down. One tree fell this way, and one tree fell this way. Otherwise, it would have killed all the small boys. The sound was so tremendous that the bridge buses, from wherever they were, all over Brajmandal, they came running. What is that sound? Perhaps something terrible may have happened to Krishna. And they all came running to the spot. When Madhya Yashoda came, she was looking from a distance, and she saw her boy just there, tied to the grinding mortar by the fallen trees. And she was struck with horror, and she became completely stunned and could not move and could not speak, like a statue. Nanda Maharaj came running there and he came up to Krishna and took Krishna in his lap and began to embrace him, to caress his arms and his head and kiss his face. Up to this point, Krishna was not crying, but now coming in the arms of his father, he began to cry very loudly at the top of his voice. Nanda Baba asked Krishna, oh Krishna, who has done this to you? But Krishna was breathless and he did not want to reply to his father. Nanda Baba asked him again and again, who has done this to you? Please tell me. So then Krishna, he whispered into the ear of Nanda Baba, Maya. Then Nanda Baba said, oh, your mother is so cruel. Then he began to undo the rope which was bound around Krishna's waist. The Sakhas of Krishna, they were not able to undo this rope because this rope was tied with Vatsalya Prem, the parental love, which is stronger than Sakya Prem, the love of the friends. So Nanda Baba, he undid Krishna and took Krishna in his lap and Balaram, and then he went to his assembly house, his council, village council. He was very grave and silent, and he would not even look at Yashoda Maya. He had some anger, oh, why did she do this to Krishna? This is a very dangerous thing. After being in his assembly house, he went to the Goshala with Krishna and Balaram. And there, he was milking the cows and squirting the milk from the udder of the cow directly into Krishna and Balaram's mouths. And he was feeding them rock candy with the lukewarm milk and until their bellies were full. And then they returned to the house. At that time, Rohini Maya and the wife of Upananda, they
now
came.
Now it was evening. Night was to come.
Now it was evening time. It was almost night. And the wife of Upananda and Rohini Maya, they came to see Nanda Baba and Krishna and Balaram. The wife of Upananda put a plea on behalf of Madhya Yashoda to Nanda Maharaj. She said, oh, don't you know Yashoda? She's staying inside the house. And the whole day, she's not speaking, she's not eating, she hasn't taken any meal, she hasn't drunk anything, only sitting and silent, as if like a statue. And all the elderly gopis are staying in there and they're all so distressed and upset. She asked, oh Krishna, why don't you come to your mother? Krishna said, I don't want to go to my mother. I will stay with my father and Daubaya. She began to laugh and say, oh yes, really. And so who can give you their breast milk? Krishna said, oh, my Baba, he will give me the milk directly from the udder of the cows in my mouth and also give me Mishri as well. So I don't need to go to her. She said, and who will play with you? He said, I will only play with Pitaji and Daubaya. Nanda Baba said, why don't you go to Rohini Maya? Krishna said, I will not go to her either, because when I was tied up and I was crying and calling out to my mother, she was also there, but she didn't come to help me. So then Rohini Maya, she told Balaram, oh Baldev, you go and you get your brother and you bring him to his mother. So Balaram is the older brother of Krishna, and he is stronger than Krishna, and usually he can defeat Krishna. So with great confidence, he went and he grabbed Krishna by the arms to bring him to his mother. But Krishna, he jerked himself very powerfully, and Balaram fell flat on the ground. Balaram was thinking, oh, how did he become so strong today? And Krishna, he jumped into the lap of Nanda Baba and was holding him very tightly around the neck. Nanda Baba raised his hand. He said, Krishna, should I give your mother a slap?
Should I beat her?
Then when Krishna saw this, he thought, oh no. And with both hands, he held the hands of Nanda Baba, so he couldn't give anyone a slap. Then Rohini Maya, she said,
Nanda Baba himself told, if you are not going, and if your mother will pass away, what will be?
So then Nanda Maharaj, he said to Krishna, oh Krishna, if you don't go to your mother, then she may, meaning, oh, she may give up her life in separation from you. When Krishna heard this, he could not check himself anymore, and he began to cry, and of his own free will, he reached out his arms in the direction of his mother and began to run there.
He went in the lap of Rohini mother, and weeping Krishna, Rohini mother took to Yashoda mother.
So Rohini Maya picked up Krishna and carried him and put him in the lap of Yashoda. And when Mother Yashoda felt that Krishna come in her lap, then she began to weep very loudly like a kurari bird. So Mother Yashoda was weeping and Krishna was also weeping. And all Nanda the elderly
also.
Gopis, all the elderly gopis of Gokul were weeping. And outside, Nanda Baba, he was also weeping. So all were weeping and Gokul became completely immersed in Vatsalya Prem.
So you see, that only Mother Yashoda can bind Krishna and control. Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, they are both in parental mood. But who is superior? Can you tell? Nanda Baba is superior because he untied the knot? No.
Yes.
Oh, Nanda Baba cannot tried him.
Nanda
but
Baba
Yashoda mother
не мог
or so much
Krishna.
Supermost love for Krishna. So by that love Krishna can be controlled. We have never seen or never heard that anyone has tightened Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is so minute. Smaller than the smallest. Then how we can tight any zero? Other hand, whole universe is in one kinfolk of Krishna. So anything of this material world cannot bind Krishna. No, Krishna can be bided only by love, but eternal love. So she is superior than anyone. Now, you should come with me in Mathura. Oh, Krishna is fighting with Tarun Mustik. Kamsa is on the top on a big golden throne. Oh, all his demons, associates. They wanted to kill Krishna together, mixing. And they know that anyone alone cannot kill Krishna. So we all together, we should try combined and to kill Krishna. So they have made an arena and there Charun and Mustik and so many wrestlers wanted to kill Krishna there. Seeing this, the wives of the Jadav of Mathura, Jadav Patni. We should not be here. Because this is not a wrestling
place,
but they are conspiring to kill Krishna. Krishna is a very small boy, and they are like mountains, very big wrestlers. So we should try to give up this place and we should go away. And they are what telling? We are not fortunate to see Krishna. Krishna is beautiful here also. But not
like in Vrindavan,
no peacock feather,
no fruit,
nothing is here. When a lion in his jungle, forest, oh, he is so beautiful and very strong. But when he is put in a cage, oh, now he becomes so weak. And he is tightened there. So Krishna, when he is in Vrindavan, so beautiful there, Kandarpa of Kandarpa, with gopis dancing and remembering. So beautiful, these gopis of Vrindavan are naturally so fortunate to see that beautiful Krishna. We are not. And thus, they remembered the pastimes of Krishna and they became so much absorbed in Krishna. And what doing? They are telling that, oh, gopis, gopis are so fortunate. From birth, they are playing with Krishna, always remembering Krishna in their mind. And Krishna is always reminding them on his mind. So gopis are on the chariot of Krishna, mind they are always. Gopis are what doing? When they are brooming in their houses, what they are telling? No. Govinda Damo. When they are going to make sleep their sons, but not sleep, what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma. When they are going to,
they are writing them to letter.
I should. When they are going to clear their houses with water and clay, and what they are doing? Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dharmati. Sometimes chanting. Saptami chanting, yogurt, and what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Sometimes in the very morning, they have parrots in each houses, and they teaching them what? Oh, soup, oh, parrot, you should tell me, you should sing like us. And they are teaching them to sing what? Govinda Namo Dharmadaveti. Govinda Namo. Sometimes, in grinding motor, they are making rice, paddy and all other things. Sometimes
grinding
wheat for making chapati and they are doing Govinda Ramo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dveti. Not talking each other, what? Worldly talks. Never. What? Govinda Ramo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Ramo Dharma Dveti. Where Krishna is there? What Krishna doing? Always on their mind. Always. And gopis are in the mind of Krishna. So you can follow them. If you are going anywhere, Govinda Ramo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Ramo if you are cooking, if you are nourishing your children's, children's, you know, then what doing? Govinda namo dharma dharati, Govinda namo dharma dharati, Govinda namo dharma dharati, Govinda namo dharma dharati. Any gopi going to their beds to sleep, what doing? Govinda namo. Thus, these Gopiras, yes, if you are driving car, by mouth you can tell, Govinda Namo Dharma Dhale Ki, Govinda Namo Dharma Dhale Ki. When your wife comes to quarrel with you, please, you also, Govinda Namo. Husband comes to quarrel with you, please, you should also sing this. Govinda Namo Dharma Dhale Ki, Govinda Namo Dharma Dhale Ki. Then Krishna, if he is in Golok Vrindavan, some mile, so far away, or anywhere, he will come. At once come. If tears are coming, Krishna will come with his Pitambar. Then these Jadav Patnis, the wives of the Jadav, they prayed that we want to put the lotus dust of gopis on our head. We want to follow them and we want to be fortunate like them. So gopis are more superior than any bhakta. And among them, Uddhava went in Braja and he realized the gopis' prem. And he prayed like that, Asamaho Charanareni Jishama. I want a lotus dust of gopi, only one dust I want. And Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam Padrenum Afikshas. These gopis has left their husband. They have left their father, mother, children and everything, position. Even chastity, everything. And they have come to serve Krishna. Krishna is also telling, I cannot repay you. In thousand and thousand of birth, I cannot repay you. So I am unrepaid. So all are telling like this. So Uddhava is telling, Bande Najna Brijishtinang Padrenu Mabhikshna Sahajasang Hari Kathodgit Punat Bhavanatna. I want to be a dust. I cannot be, I know. So I am doing pranam to a dust of gopis. Because gopis can glorify Krishna and they can make purify whole world, everyone, by their song, beautiful song. And what songs they are? Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kaviviritam kalmasapam shavanamangalam shimadatatam bhuvigirnantite bhuridam. Anyone cannot qualify gopis. Even Krishna, even Baldev Prabhu Ananta with thousands and thousands of mouths, he cannot glorify purely and completely. Even Krishna. So, the mood of the gopis, and among them, the mood of Radhika is the highest. Only Rupa Goswami or Rupa Manjari can serve Radhika so well. So we want to be a dust, lotus dust of Rupa Manjari to serve Radha and Krishna Kanyuga. This is our object of our life. Now we will complete all the glory of this high class of love. And then we are coming from tomorrow. How, in what process we can have that kind of service? So, what is your object? You can now decide. The mood of the gopis, the love of gopis to Krishna, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, like Rup Goswami. This is our highest object of our life. But how we can attain it? Oh, from tomorrow morning, we will try to explain.